You know, we'll see. You know, I'm excited about it. So I've thought a lot about that. But you know, I think the key thing in this, and Paul said earlier, he's got to be himself. He's not Mike, and he's got to be himself, and that'll be good. But he's been from the front to the back of our defense, which is great. And I think that's the experience that when I became a coordinator, I hadn't coached in the back end. And that was probably the thing that I missed the most, you know, my first years as a coordinator, that, you know, things that I thought were so weren't quite as, you know, it's not that I didn't know, but just what I knew wasn't so. And so that's one of the areas that, you know, Paul's had a chance in. Obviously, I've been through that now, and I know those things and the pitfalls of that. And so we're excited, to get better and to go forward that way. I think I think the play caller. I mean, I really believe, I remember Mike Zim and I talking about this back in 2008, and when he came in, we sat down and talked about the job, and 8 hours later, I mean, we were just like, I mean, it was, you know, we had been friends for so long, we saw defense, and we saw the things through the same eyes, but that was my question. I said, how do you feel about yourself as a play caller? And I remember he says, I think that's one of my strengths. And I would agree today 100% that was one of Mike Zimmer's, his thoroughness, but his ability on Sundays to be the play caller was excellent. And I thought, and that was huge. And when anybody, you know, would ask me about certain qualities about Mike, I thought that was just excellent, that he really got in tune on Sundays, and he was an excellent job. And I think that's the thing, that as the defensive coordinator, by Sunday afternoon, you're no longer the defensive coordinator, but you're the offensive coordinator for the other club. And you've got to assume that position. And you've just got to, through telepathy, I mean, you've got to understand them better than they understand themselves. And I thought Mike was excellent at that. And that's going to be the challenge of Paul in this situation, this role. He's not been that.
What do you draw on with your play calling? What are some of the experiences? Where do you look back on that?
Well, I mean, kind of like what Marvin was saying when Zim first got here. I mean, I sit up in the press box, and what you don't understand, a lot of people don't understand, there's a lot of communication going in between every play. Hey, what do you like here? What do you like there? To be honest with you, I could sit up in the press box and probably 95% of the time know what's going to come out of his mouth. So, I mean, being around the guy and understanding how he calls the game, certain situations, it just, you know it. So it's just a matter of going out there and doing it. So it's just, to me, it's be all right.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, he's come up through our system in here and so forth. So, you know, we just move forward and move on, and we, you know, the revisions and the things that we want to improve on in the off season, we keep moving forward in that. We're not having to start anything from scratch that way. But I'm just excited where we are today.
Does that impact maybe your involvement, the fact that you've already grown up with the guy?
Well, I mean, I've been involved, and I'm not gonna I'm not going to interject myself any further that way. But I am the sounding board and the writer of last refusal on everything in every area. So that's not going to change. And I'm involved in the game planning each and every week. And there's things that I want to get better at. And those are the things that we early this offseason we'll get started. Once we put the staff back together, just like you is doing on offense, we're going to do the same thing defensively and take a critical look at ourselves and then look at where we want to, we really want to focus on getting better prior to us beginning again in April with our players.
Which is a bigger challenge? Turning something around, defense was turned around, obviously, and then maintaining the level of success is another challenge.
Well, I think turning something around, but obviously, I mean, they're both equally as, but we know we're built upon fundamentals, and that's not going to change. You play great defense in National Football League. You got to be able to tackle. You got to put pressure on the football, and you pressure the football both the run and the pass. and that's how you got to do it. And that's what we're going to be built upon. That's not going to change. We have good players. We have some depth. We have good young players. We're going to add new players to it, and we're going to continue to mature and develop those guys. These guys understand here that when we draft a player come, I guess, May this year, that we're putting our chip on that guy. We're putting our chip on that player for a reason. And it's our job as coaches to draw it out of him and get it out of him and get him out there and get him rolling. And I think that a lot for our coaches on offense and defense and Darren with special teams, because it's hard. A lot of people, you know, the young guy, we'll put that young guy in the corner. Well, we don't necessarily do that. We've been trying to get as much out of those guys as we can. Hopefully they're not all pressed into service day one, but if they are, so be it. And that's the part of the thing as a coach. You have to be able to, your delivery, your installation, your way of explaining things so that the guy that's been in the room, Robert Gathers or Doma Tapeco, for 10, 11 years, just as well as the guy that's been in the room for 3 months. And you got to be able to understand it. And that's the task at hand.
1 minute,
Marvin. Marvin, I know you talk about continuity and everything with promoting coordinators, but still a unique circumstance having to replace both in the same year. How much of a challenge?
I know, and not having that trophy sitting beside us. I think that's the only time that I know of. I know when in Dallas, right, that I think they won the Super Bowl.
Coughlin. 98. Jacksonville got upset by Tennessee.
Facts, man.
Oh, they love that too. Dick Geron and
Shanahan and Ray Rhodes.
Okay, so, but... No, it's unique. I mean, obviously, it's very unique, and I think for that going into the off season for me, it's got to be different, I'm standing here before you today, so this is it's a unique situation, and we're gonna that's my job to address it right away, and to understand this off season will not be like last off season or the off season before that, because we got work to do. And we got new people. We got to get them up to speed right away. We're going to have some new coaches on defense, two other new coaches on defense. And we've got, new spots and new things on offense. And we're going to have to go to work. And so this offseason will not be like any offseason we've had recently. It'll be way different.
From one defensive coordinator to another, what's your best piece of advice for
Paulie? I'm going to tell him what Tony Dungy told me. Sometimes they might make a yard. Move on. Make a tackle, move on. And that's the best piece of advice Tony Dungy gave me in February of 1997. They might make a yard once in a while, make a tackle, move on. And he's so right. And that's the thing that I learned. Your job as a defense coordinator is to get your guys off the field. That's your job. Nothing else matters. Get your guys as quick as possible off the field without the offense scoring. And no other stat matters than that. But that's, I always remember that time with Tony.
You used to energize at the point as a head coach where you got new coordinators that you promoted from within that are going to be coordinators hopefully for a while. You want to run with them for a while now?
Well, I I want to still be playing a year from now at this point, and two guys have an opportunity again. I think it says a lot for the staff. We've got a lot of very good coaches, and there's coaches that will have more opportunity and so forth as we go. But we got to be number one, you've got to be successful, and you got to be good at what you do, and then it gets recognized. And we've got to continue with that. And when the time comes, we'll need to get going.
Knowing Zim as well as you do, and being a former defensive coordinator who became a head coach, what's your advice for him?
You got to develop a relationship with the people you're working with, day in and day out. That's the biggest thing. You're not in this alone, and you can't see demons and ghosts and things. We're all in this together, and the whole building's got to feel that from you. You can't alienate yourself from the rest of the building because we all are in it, all sharing this together, plus and minus. And so everybody's got to be on the same page, and it's up to you to bring everybody on the same page. A lot of good people that don't get an opportunity to affect the wins and the losses as much as you and the coaches and the players do on Sunday, but yet they got to do their job each and every day. So make sure you're supportive of them as well, and the whole building feels that kind of support.
Coach,